98.1 KZE. It is MK with you. Very excited to have Miles Taylor back in the studio with me. Welcome back. This is your second Friends Day, right?
Yes, second time. Yeah,
How long has it been?
Oh, gosh. I don't remember.
Was it last winter?
It was last winter, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Not the winter before, because time is a flat circle.
Yes. Yes. Time just never ends.
Yeah. So what have you been up to? You put out an album.
I put out an album. Yeah. I've just been dropping music. And teaching music and writing new music too. Got a lot going on with local bands, gigging with my jazz trio called the Hudson Organ Trio, and like I said, just writing music.
You're in a few bands. There's Hudson Organ Trio, of course, Miles Taylor in the Upstate, and are you also in
Off-Road Minivan? It's Off-Road the other Minivan. Yeah, me and Evan did an interview here for Off-Road Minivan.
That's right.
Yes, and that's way different. That's alternative rock, very heavy.
We played
stuff.
A little bit of that here on KZE.
I think you guys played one of our singles, yeah.
Yeah, I've spun a couple. I think Faith's a big fan.
Yes. I'm a big fan of Faith, so.
Oh, I mean, who's not?
Yeah.
What do you have in mind to share with us today?
I thought I would play my first single called A Note to Myself, which is a very mellow kind of tune.
I'm a fan. I'm on the record as liking that song.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm a fan of you. You've been a huge supporter of mine, and it's just great to be able to come on here with such ease. So thank you so much for having me.
Well, aw shucks. From Red Hook, New York, it's Miles Taylor of Miles Taylor in the Upstate.
Mm-hmm.
98.1 KZE. Miles Taylor is my guest from Red Hook, New York. It's Friends Day, brought to you by The Lemon Squeeze in New Pulse. The new album, Dreaming, is out now, containing that song, right?
Containing that song, yeah.
And many others.
And many others.
What's your recording and producing process like? Are you self-produced or?
Self-produced, yeah. I have a little home studio in Tivoli, and I was lucky enough to get it mixed and mastered by my friend Shabum, who works at the Clubhouse Rhinebeck, which is a great studio. I got to intern there when I went to Bard. Yeah. And so I did it all myself. This is the most expensive thing I've ever done. It was like actually pay someone to mix it. And you know, it turned out pretty good. You put a lot of work into it, and it's 9 songs and they're all very personal and mean a lot to me. So I'm just hope people listen to it and enjoy it.
Is this your first time putting out a, like more of a solo record?
So I put out a compilation record, I'd call it. It was a duo record. Gosh, like 4 years ago, maybe, under this group, Zach and Miles. And there's 4 great songs that I sing on and 4 great songs that Zach sings on. So that was my first experience doing a solo album. And then, in this winter when I came on, I released 3 singles, which were big and jazzy with like a brass band and stuff.
Love
Way
them.
Different.
Yeah.
This album is much closer to the Zach and Miles record. So if you dig this stuff, you should check that record out. It's indie folk, I would say, you know, very bedroom poppy.
Yeah. I loved the big brass band sound, though, especially on To Get By. Like, what a fantastic song that is.
Oh, thank you.
Who all was on that? Was that also you for the most part? Or?
So those were all songs written by me, but I had some great friends. Ben Centerfit, who works at the Community Music Space. I teach there as well in Red Hook, New York. He's an amazing saxophone player. And also Sean Gallagher was playing trombone on that. So they did some horn combinations and helped arrange those parts. But yeah, I love jazz. Like, that was such a really cool experience to work on these more jazzy original songs.
And sort of mix that jazz aesthetic with the more like singer-songwriter-y style.
Yeah, definitely the lyrics. Like, lyrically, it's very singer-songwriter-y.
Yeah,
but those songs I composed on piano. All 3 of them were actually composed on piano, and I'm primarily a guitarist. So
it was
a cool experience.
Shout out to I think last time you were here, we were talking a little bit about the community music space in Red Hook, and will you just give us a quick rundown on what goes on over there?
100%. Yeah, it's a great space. Ben Centerfit's put something really special together. So it's just a collection of teachers who are there, but it's got a beautiful recording setup. You can also send songs in to get mixed and mastered there. Ben is an amazing engineer and mixing and mastering artist. But there's different musicians of all different kind of backgrounds and calibers. And you know, I'd say the special thing is that we can work with kids in band situations. We can record them, you know. So I teach a lot of songwriting on top of just guitar and stuff like that. It's right here in Red Hook in the Chocolate Factory. I was really lucky to find that place because I was kind of teaching privately. And it's just such a beautiful space to walk into and be a part of. You should come by and record some stuff there
One
sometime.
Of these days I will.
Yeah, for sure. Anytime.
Miles Taylor is my guest on Friends Day. Where can we find your music?
It's everywhere you can find music. So Spotify, Apple Music, it's under Miles Taylor, and the album's called Dreaming.
Fabulous. You got time for one more for us?
Yeah, why not? This song is called Lightning in a Bottle. I'd like to dedicate it to my dear friend Amelia, who owns the Ozone. Shout out to the Ozone.
Oh.
Just because, it name drops this local place called Rokeby, and she lives there. It's a very special spot. So this one goes out to Amelia. And I'll do my best not to mess it up. And thank you once again, MK, for having me. What a beautiful tragedy to live inside this fantasy. I take my hand, lead the way, lose the trail, forget from whence we came. Light bursting through the leaves, beneath the arms of maple trees, to stumble upon this lonely stream. Ain't no one else but you and me, see.
lightning in a bottle. Like a dream, yeah, on the beach of Rokeby. Share this view with you makes me feel like electric chemistry, oh babe. Let's take five, you see. Ain't a beautiful bay, the clouds.
KZE. Miles Taylor has been my guest on Friends Day today. Check out his new album, Dreaming, wherever you get your music, and June 30th at Vosburgh.
That's right. Yeah, I'm playing a live show at Vosburgh June 30th. Check it out. It'll be country tunes and my original tunes.
Outstanding. Oh, well, I know you got a lesson to get to, so yeah. Miles, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much, MK. Really appreciate it.
Got your community bulletin board and the band up next.